This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protests demanding a ceasefire and hostage deal continue in Israel. VOA's Christina Menente reports.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home.
Protesters and hostage families in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem staged demonstrations on Saturday night demanding an immediate ceasefire and hostage deal. Massive protests have swept Israel following the death of six hostages in Gaza as frustration mounts over the failure of the country's leadership to secure a deal, like Zahiro Shahar Moore.
The blood of the murdered hostages is on Netanyahu's hands. Their lives could have been saved through any of the many deals he sabotaged. The lives of some of the hostages can still be saved, but Netanyahu is Mr. Death.
In Tel Aviv, many protesters were taken away by security forces as demonstrators gathered around a large bonfire, holding placards and waving Israeli flags. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A proposed resolution asks the United Nations to plan for UN peacekeepers to replace Kenya-led police mission in Haiti's. AP's correspondent Regan Garcia.
The United States and Ecuador have put forward a draft resolution asking the United Nations to start planning for a new peacekeeping operation in Haiti. This would replace the current mission led by Kenya to help local police in tackling gang violence.
That is